From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua's Prime Minister, V.C. Byrd, ignores the rebel MPs. It's business as usual. The EEC proposes new linkage between aid and human rights, and a Guyanese housewife on the frustration of soaring prices and a falling standard of living. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's Prime Minister, V.C. Byrd, today shrugged off the resignations of his son, Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd, and a group of other rebel members of his government. Leslie Goff reports.
At a press conference in the Antiguan capital today, Prime Minister V.C. Byrd poured scorn on a letter sent to him by a group of rebel MPs, led by his son, former Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd. The letter called for a restructuring of the government. The Prime Minister said that people were entitled to make suggestions about restructuring, but once they had done so, they should move along and leave the decisions to him. And at the same press conference, a new list of ministerial portfolios was issued. After the resignation yesterday of Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd, Trade Minister Hugh Marshall, and Junior Minister Henderson Simon. The new list is as follows. Prime Minister V.C. Byrd, Ministry of Defence and External Affairs, Ministry of Legal Affairs and Attorney General Keith Ford, Ministry of Finance and Trade, Marwin Joseph, Ministry of Economic Development, Tourism and Industry, Dr. Rodney Williams, Ministry of Home Affairs and Social Services, Christopher Omard, Ministry of Agriculture, Hilroy Humphreys, Minister of Education, Youth and Culture, Reuben Harris, Ministry of Labour, Adolphus Freeland, Ministry of Public Utilities, Transportation and Energy, Robin Yearwood, and Ministry of Public Works and Communications, Eustace Cochrane.
That report by Leslie Goff.